Page 10. From Paul Shane. Greetings, friends. I want to begin by taking a moment to express my deep sadness regarding the passing of Ken Metz. I will miss the smile in his voice and the joke on his tongue greatly in the days ahead. Next, I would like to thank everyone who helped with the convention and our first Dining in the Park event together. The multiple moving parts that had to be greased and maintained to put on these events successfully and simultaneously were enormous, and we absolutely could not have done it without you, my behind-the-scenes unsung heroes. A convention report appears later in this issue of the BC. We benefited from 188 community volunteers who dedicated over 1,500 hours of time, which is equivalent to approximately $35,000 in in-kind donations to the CCB. Dining in the Dark went very well and opened a lot of doors to future relationships for the CCB. The event made over $25,000 and was attended by 175 people. It was financially supported by 6 corporate sponsors, 1 private family, and numerous others who made in-kind donations to the cause. Page 11. We are still working on final figures, but I think the event cleared at least $2,500. This is excellent for such a first-time effort, and this effort should raise much more money next year as the signature efforts in our major gifts campaign. Finally, I want to thank Judy Wilkinson and the CCB Board of Directors for their support of Dining in the Dark and the convention. Judy, as board president, truly led by example by single-handedly raising $10,000 in convention sponsorships and $950 for Dining in the Dark. She then went a step further and spent $6,500 of her own money at the auctions. All told, Judy gave or got $17,450 in support of this year's events. Not bad, Judy. Not bad at all. Now we know what we can do. We, of course, expect more next year. Approximately 98% of the CCB Board of Directors financially contributed to supporting Dining in the Dark. This is huge. I've been putting on events for over 25 years now, and the largest board contributions I have ever experienced was around 80% from an organization with about 10 times the budget of the CCB. Special thanks to Sarah Harris, Fresno Chapter President, for chairing the event committee. Page 12. Recruiting a table sponsor, and for sharing her story, which resulted in $5,000 in donations to the CCB in 5 minutes. Special thanks to Frank Welty, San Francisco Chapter President, for contributing to the event's script. Frank's contribution ensured positive and empowering atmosphere for all attendees and kept all aspects of the event aligned with the vision and mission of the CCB. We still have a long road ahead of us, but I can confidently state that our feet are solidly on the pathway to a long-term prosperous future for the CCB.